phenomenal. If you're just joining us, we have Mike Dowling and Gordon Thorne and Randy Sabine here together playing a just wonderful blues tune. What was the name of that one, Mike?
Key to the Highway.
Who did that one originally? Do you know?
Oh, it might have been Big Bill Brunzi, something like that. Yeah.
I think is maybe with a lot of like that blues history, a lot of that is kind of more muddly.
Yeah, it's hard to track down a lot of those tunes. Mm-hmm. Who did them first and where they came from?
Because who did them first? That just they recorded. They might have recorded them first, but that's all.
That's right.
You know, there just happened to be a date and time. You know, it doesn't mean that those songs had been played forever before they were recorded.
Yeah, and the way a lot of those guys operated, you know, they'd be playing in a juke joint or playing for a dance, and they're likely to, if the dancers are out there on the floor, they'll sing a tune that's just got verse after verse after verse, and they'll snatch a verse from one tune or tune from like Key to the Highway, and off
like
they go.
Willie McTell, and when there's a record where he's discussing things, and he calls them floating verses. I just thought that was a great term, you know, that they were floating verses that he would just, you know, singers would just pull out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I always liked that.
Mm-hmm.
The floating verse.
Yeah, I was just talking with Carl Solander, who's another DJ here, and we were talking about, was it Muddy Waters just had a 100th birthday, they think, because there's like not enough record of, you know, who he actually was. Like, they don't know what year he was born. They think it was his 100th birthday. Huh. So that kind of...
Well, let's celebrate.
Let's celebrate that.
I'm all about it. Muddy Waters was like one of the greats.
Mm-hmm. So can you go into a little bit more about the classes that are going to be at the event?
Well, like I say, Mike's going to... I don't know. Mike, when are you going to feature? What are you thinking about featuring tomorrow?
Well, it's kind of billed as a finger style class, so there'll be some of that for people who are finger pickers, but it doesn't necessarily have to be limited to that. If somebody comes and they play with a pick, or
I agree.
Or they've got a particular question, or maybe something that needs a little troubleshooting, and you know, with their technique, and I can, you know, offer some assistance, we'll go in that direction. So I think for this, I've kept it. I've brought some handouts, some music, some tunes I play, and some, like in the last tune we were playing, there's like at the end of each verse, there's a little turnaround that we do, right? That goes. So that, or you could play it. And those are the things that as people are starting to play guitar and they hear something on a record and it sounds kind of mysterious. So we'll, you know, I've got a little page of those turnarounds, for example. Those are cool little things that are accessible and that would do that. And
right, and they spice up your play, especially for somebody that finds themselves in a rut. It's a great way for them to keep, you know, they're working hard at learning how to do something and it gets so repetitive. And this way, it gives the turnarounds give them a way to throw some new spice in every time it comes around. They can try something new, you know, which is great.
Yeah, and I find if somebody can walk away from a workshop with one new lick or a new little technique or a new turnaround or a new way of thinking about syncopation, or like Randy was saying, you know, another way to approach their bowing to keep their rhythm in time. Or just talking about, you know, with your class, maybe just general accompaniment and keeping time and hitting those bass notes and changing chords when you have an appointment with the next chord, you know, that kind of thing. Sounds real rudimentary, but, you know, that's what we're always thinking. Well, I don't want to speak for everybody, but, you know, that's what I'm thinking about when I'm trying to play support to somebody like Randy. I'm thinking about playing my chords. I'm thinking about a little roadmap in my mind is where are we in this song? And I can't get too carried away with things. I got to remember where I am all the time, what the ending is. And if we don't have an ending, it just, you know, kind of latch on and listen to what the leader's doing and try to follow them. Those are very fundamental kind of things of ensemble playing.
And one of the reasons that I this year decided to feature another instrument is because one thing I feel that sometimes people think that fingerstyle players are guys that sit at home on their couches and play rags all alone, and it's a purely solo style of playing, and it really isn't. That's just one way of approaching the guitar. There are people that do that, but you know, just because you don't play with a pick doesn't mean that you can't play it, be a good accompanying player. Or like I've said many times, Mark Knopfler doesn't play with a pick, and look where it got him. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you don't have to use a straight pick if you choose not to. But I wanted to kind of display the fact that a fingerstyle guitar player could do more than just sit on the couch and arrange rags and play alone.
Mm-hmm. That's a good mental image, though, of one of you guys just sitting alone in the dark playing on the
couch. We've done plenty of it, I'm sure. I can't speak for these guys, but that's kind of how it happens.
And Mark Knopfler is like my favorite rock guitarist, so there's definitely validity to that. His sound is far more unique than 90% of the others.
Well, yeah, because he gets with your fingers, you get to choose what notes you want to play, you know, a little more than you can with a pick. I mean, if you're playing a chord, for instance, I mean, with a pick, when you hit a chord, you hit the whole chord, and you can just decide to play, to omit a note with your fingers. Yeah, right. you can dissect it a little bit. Mm-hmm. So
it's kind of, when you're using a flat pick, I feel it's almost like bowing on a string instrument, kind of.
Yeah, typically, you know, you're on a fiddle, you're playing one note most of the time, and then, you know, sometimes a double stop, but it isn't really known as a chordal instrument. Mm-hmm. But actually, in my fiddle classes, I'll be teaching how to use the violin a little bit as a guitar, because, you know, there's only so much time when you're going to be playing a solo. I mean, these guys are playing the guitar and singing, and then there's guitar solos, and what's the violin do? You know, you can't be playing the melody all the time, so I'll be teaching the fiddle players how to go like... So he turns the violin into a chordal instrument, mm-hmm. and some voicings like... So little background accompaniment parts, and that's usually most, you know, especially classically trained string players don't quite have a grasp of that blues kind of chordal playing.
When Gordon was singing that first tune, you weren't bowing at all. You were just playing.
I was using some finger style.
Yeah. just falling in.
This finger picking weekend, so I'm holding it like a guitar.
Like a mandolin, maybe.
And I can play. With the finger picks, you can. I'm plucking three strings at once.
If you're in an orchestra that's called pizzicato, I don't know what you call it if you're just in like a fiddle group. But
yeah,
pizzicato.
Pizzicato.
There you go. We just invented a new term.
You can teach
to this
that.
Workshop. You'll be on the vanguard this weekend.
You can bring that down to McNally.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm away with a lot of new words.
Can we hear another song?
Yeah, well, you got anything, Randy?
Sure. Let's do, we'll do a little bit of an old traditional fiddle tune called Crippled Turkey. I don't know if you guys know this, but it has one chord in it.
Okay, my favorite.
All right, yeah, I like it already.
And this one is on.
Can you tell you what it is?
It depends on what the chord is.
It's an E minor chord.
Oh.
That's the best chord for guitar.
We'll just fiddle on this for a while. And all right. You can use your finger pick, or you can use your plectrum if you want.
Oh.
Even. It could be flat pick on this. Thank you.
Crippled Turkey.
Crippled Turkey.
The name of that one. That one's on Soul of a Man, a new album.
Oh, that's
new
right.
Album,
what a
right?
coincidence. That's on my brand new
I knew
record.
That before you did.
Yeah. You can pick up a copy of that brand new CD at the workshops and concerts this weekend.
You know, when was the last time you guys played together? Do you know? Has it been a while?
It's been quite a while. Mike and I were involved in a public TV show in Wisconsin. Well, my band played at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Wisconsin Public TV put out a one-hour special of that show.
Oh.
And we had done... Mike came by the college, and we did a workshop, a little concert down there, and then we went up to Washburn, Wisconsin, played in a theater, and that was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Well, because you guys made that record at the Cafe Carp, and you know, every time you get together, sales must pick up again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we sell one or two.
Yeah. Well, Randy and I used to live in the same city. When I lived in Madison, when I first met Randy, that was about 1980. He had come from Boston. I was in Madison, and we kind of hooked up and started playing music. I played with Randy's Fiddlehead Blues Band, and then we started doing some gigs just as a duo and some other pickup musicians around Madison. So it's been a long-standing kind of association, but me living in Wyoming and Randy being back here, I don't get as much chance to play with Randy, so I'm really looking forward to this weekend. And getting to know Gordon, too. I haven't shaken his hand until today.
Yeah, it's great. That's why I look forward to this weekend every year, because I get to meet some new people, and we get to, and new people always show up to the shows and to the workshops, and the network just grows. It's great.
And I thought all three of you guys like knew each other when you walked in here. I didn't know that you guys just met earlier today. And you're playing just
about an hour ago.
Bonkers good. Just like that's
how
incredible.
Quickly musicians can bond.
Victims of music.
Yeah, victims of music.
Gordon, I've been dying to ask you about your guitar, because that is a beautiful instrument.
This guitar was built for me by Todd Cambio of Madison, Wisconsin. This is the other Wisconsin element here. Mm-hmm. You got these two Wisconsin guys, and this is I'm not from Wisconsin, but my guitar is, so. And I had him build a 12-string for me. That's kind of that was really his flag. What people knew Todd for was he builds these great 12-strings. And so I decided to have him build one for me, and I liked it so much, I had him build a guitar, a regular 6-string for me. And this is the first Sunburst one he ever made.
Wow.
And I've had it for quite a while now. Guitar.
Is it hard to do fingerstyle on a 12 string?
No, it's easier because you can be so sloppy.
It actually makes a lot of sense now.
That's the sound.
Yeah, right. You got to get just big and sloppy on it, and whenever I get tired, I pick up the 12 string, and I can just, it gives you a new lease on life. You know, so you can get a little more. It's a little more forgiving
and fun to sing with too.
Oh yeah, well I tune my 12 string down to a B.
Uh-huh.
The low string is a B. I got the Willie McTell type of thing going.
Ooh.
It's very cool. So I get to play bass a lot too. And I'll bring that a lot to an ensemble gathering. I'll drag my 12 string along and
can like use a it baritone.
Yep,
range.
Yep, yep, it's in that range. Yeah, very fun.
Well, if you're joining us again, just by chance, we've got Mike Dowling, Gordon Thorne, and Randy Sabine here on the Scenic Route, and they're all going to be down tonight at the Bluefin Grill. What time does it start?
That'll be around 8 o'clock.
Probably. Around 8?
You know, yeah, it's real loose, you know, around 8 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow the workshops start at 10, and the concert tomorrow night will start at 7:30.
Fantastic.
And I think there's only about 50 tickets that left for the show.
All right.
So,
and I believe it's $15 admission fee.
$15, unless I know you, then it's $20.
Yep, and I can say that because all the proceeds are going to go to the WTIP transmitter fund, which we need
for that new chair that we've been wanting over there.
Right there.
That one. Oh, no, actually, I got the bed. No, there was a chair in here that was just horrible.
We'll have another concert for the chair fund.